Wait a minute, this sounds like rock and or roll.
Hey, you're listening to Rock and or Roll. I'm BJ, and the Motley Crue series is over, and it's time for some AOR, melodic rock. They'd be wearing their hearts on their sleeves if their shirts had any sleeves. I think this is Lucky Volume 13 in my AOR AOK series, and let's kick things off with a UK band called Outside Edge. This band was formerly known as Blackfoot Sioux. Put out a couple albums in the mid-70s, changed the name of the band to Liner in the late 70s, and put out a disco album, which was not very good. Then in 1984, they changed the name again to Outside Edge and decided to pursue an AOR sound. The band was made up of brothers Tom and Dave Farmer, Eddie Galga, and Pete Giles. They signed to Warner Brothers and put out a self-titled debut in 1985. The next year, 1986, they put out a second album called Running Hot, which was produced by Terry Manning. The Farmer Brothers quit in 1989, and the other two guys recruited two more guys, changed the name again to Little Wing. Anyways, let's hear a song by Outside Edge from their second album, Running Hot, from 1986. This is called Luella.
I can reach you on the telephone. Someone told me you were never home. You were never home. Changing places, that won't change a thing. I won't give up till you talk to me. Oh, won't you talk to me? Oh, yeah!
Been a long time waiting.
Joplin Hart, singer-songwriter, based out of Boston, put out a 5-song EP in 1985 called Beacon Hill, produced by Hirsch Gardner from New England. Let's hear a great song by Joplin Hart called Strangers Come Between Us. Tim Moore is a songwriter and multi-instrumentalist out of Philadelphia. He played drums in a band called Woody's Truck Stop, which was the first band to feature Todd Rundgren. At one point, Frank Zappa wanted to sign Tim Moore to his record label, Bizarre Records, but Tim Moore declined the offer when it turned out Frank Zappa would not be able to produce the album himself due to his touring schedule. Tim Moore then hooked up with his next-door neighbor in downtown Philadelphia, guy named Daryl Hall, and they co-wrote material together for a band they started called Gulliver, put out one album with Elektra Records. After Gulliver broke up, Tim Moore went solo, put out 5 solo albums. In 1984, he played all of the instruments. He did everything himself on a record called Flash Forward. Let's hear a song from that record by Tim Moore. It's called Anything and Everything. Uncanny X-Men, formed in the late 70s as a four-piece band in Australia. They didn't put out a record until 1985. They had two albums in 85 and 86. Let's hear a song from the second album by Uncanny X-Men. It's called What You Give Is What You Get. This is a song from that record called Good Night. Carl Kanga is a Swedish singer-songwriter, released two albums in 1986 and 1989, Hips for Sale and Fuel Injected Dreams. Let's hear a song from the first one, Hips for Sale, from 1987. This is Carl Kanga and Don't Run Away.
Locked up in a scheme, your schedule held your dream.
down the road. Yeah, you run out in the cold and you lie. But you'll never find a man like me. Is it really worth as much to be free?
All right, it's time for the traditional Canadian segment on AOR AOK. Let's kick things off in the Canadian segment with a band called White Heat. They put out an album on CBS Records in 1989 called We Never Heard of You Either. This band was made up of Jim Galloway, Wayne Young, Alan Honey, Russ Guzzi, and Alec Friesen. This is a song by White Heat called Listen Closely.
I'm totally
Orphan is a Canadian band founded by keyboardist Brent Diamond and singer-bass player Chris Burke Gaffney. They landed a record deal with Columbia Records, recorded a debut that came out in 1983. The album's called Lonely at Night. They recorded it at the Power Station studio in New York, produced by Lance Quinn and Tony Bongiovi. Their second album, Salute, came out in 1985. Let's hear a song from that record by Orphan. This is Stand Up.
Don't be afraid, babe. You got to break out.
All I know about this next band is they were from Canada, called John Jarrett's Tribe. Put out one album on Capitol Records in 1984, and I bought it because it looked like it might be good. It's not great, but let's hear a song from it. This is John Jarrett's Tribe, and this is a good one. It's called I'm Always in Trouble.
You get
VXN, or Vixen, Toronto band fronted by a teenage singer named Sherry Marginian, put out one album on a label called Osmosis Records in 1985. Let's hear a song from that record by VXN. This is called Running Out. Darby Mills from Canadian hard rockers Headpins went solo in 1991 with an album called Never Look Back. Here's the title track.
I'm not afraid to
All right, finishing up the Canadian segment is a band called Agent. Signed with Virgin Records and put out an album in 1986, self-titled record by Agent. Here's a song from that record called Surrender. That last band was called Agent. This next band is called Agents with a Z. A-G-E-N-T-Z. From Flushing's, Queens, New York. This band formed in 1984. Put out one album called Stick to Your Guns in 1987. Google it if you want to see a hilarious album cover. Anyways, here's a song by Agents called Time Will Tell. Tom Kimmel is a songwriter from Memphis, Tennessee. He wrote songs for the likes of Roger McGuinn and Levon Helm. He recorded two albums as a solo artist for Polygram Records. 5 to 1 came out in 87, and Circle Back Home came out in 1990. Let's hear a song from 5 to 1 by Tom Kimmel. This is called True Love.
True love demands no sacrifice. True love demands no sacrifice. No one to be, nothing to be.
Slide was a UK band, put out one album in 1989 called Down So Long. The band was made up of singer-guitarist Grant Richardson, guitar player Kenny Patterson, drummer Richard Hind, and bass player Scott Frazier. Let's hear a great song by Slide from that record Down So Long. This is called Why Is It a Crime? Ziggurat from Atlanta, formed in 1978, put out a self-titled album in 1979, and then in 1982, another album came out called Melodic Scandal. Let's hear a song from that record by Ziggurat. It's called Love Right Now.
Tomorrow, can't remember how I felt yesterday, but baby.
Donnie Miller, real name Carrie Dwayne Johnson, is still working currently as a blues musician, but in 1989, he put out a hard rock album called One of the Boys. Let's hear a song from that record by Donnie Miller. This is called Welcome Home. Theod Scott, born and raised in Pennsylvania, self-released his first solo album, Love Game, in 1989. Theod bills himself on Twitter as, quote, the top, rarest, indie recording artist of all time. He makes this claim because copies of his self-released album have sold for up to $250. Because it's rare, because not many of them were pressed. Anyway, let's hear a song from that record, Love Game by Theod Scott. This is called Hey You. Demont was an AOR band out of Australia, put out two albums in the late 80s. Album called Body Language came out in 1989 on the Giant Records label. Let's hear a great song from that album by Demont. This is called In My Dreams. Shaboom is a rock group made up of Swedish and Norwegian members. In 1989, they put out an album called R.O.C.K. Let's hear a song from that record by Shaboom. This is called Wheels of Rock and Roll. The Creek, which was shortened from Sugar Creek, is an American band, put out two albums, a self-titled record, and then a record called Storm the Gate. Let's hear a song from the first one, the self-titled album by The Creek. This is called Love Will Stay.
Yeah. boxes of me.
Tin Drum is a Norwegian band, put out three albums in 88, 89, and 90. We're going to hear a song from the first album by Tin Drum, album called Drums of War. This is a song called Horoscope.
Take it on the prophecy.
And now to play us out.
What does that mean, to play us out? I don't know what that means, to play us out. What does that mean? To end the show?
Yeah.
Look, I have a commitment to the team.
Yeah, well, the teams aren't going to last forever.
I'm sorry, guys, but I cannot be a part of this funeral procession. I'm out of here.
See you later!
When danger is its own reward.
Move out together. Only together.
There are men who will go anywhere.
You guys are crazy.
Proud of it, baby.
Dare anything.
We're SEAL Team. We're here to get you out.
They're Navy SEALs.
See me when I'm hot.
An elite fighting force.
You don't gotta love it, you just gotta do it.
Who don't know how to lose.
Navy SEALs are paid to take risks. They're paid to die if necessary.
We go in there, we hit them, and forget them. That's what we do.
There's more to it than that.
Come on, Lieutenant. What are the SEALs up to?
Nothing special. Training.
Sounds like fun.
One is a leader.
Let me take my team back in there.
The other, a daredevil.
Yeah!
That's Hawkins.
That's normal?
No, that's abnormal.
I told you to stay put.
From me, huh?
You still don't get it, do you?
You're looking for a rush. Well, I hope you got it.
Together, they're America's designated hitters against terrorism.
You're involved.
I don't create the news. I report it.
If America kills our people, then our people will kill Americans.
You're going to Lebanon, baby. That's all you gotta know.
Born to risk.
We're gonna have company.
Body just got bigger.
Trained to win.
This doesn't look good.
Just got worse.
Charlie Sheen. Michael Biehn. Joanne Wally Kilmer. Navy SEALs.
Navy SEALs is a 1990 film starring Charlie Sheen. The soundtrack for that film included two songs performed by Mr. Big. Both were co-written and produced by Giorgio Moroder. Or Giorgio Moroder, however you pronounce that. I've always pronounced it Giorgio Moroder, but I could be wrong. The two Mr. Big songs on that soundtrack were Shadows and this song, Strike Like Lightning.
Your eyes.
I'll be back.